Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk. So I'm excited to talk about what we're getting into today. It looks like we're talking about our milestone.
Yeah, big milestone. Big thing to get to.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to say it or am I going to say it?
I mean, I don't know. You want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
Do it on three. I don't even know. We probably say different things.
I know, right?
No, you go ahead.
So, very exciting news. Thank you guys because you are a part of this. And if you're not a part, we encourage you to be a part as we continue to talk about what we're moving forward towards. But just a couple weeks ago, we actually hit that milestone of 100 subscribers. We hit 100. So that's really big, starting from nothing, doing a lot of just organic growth and getting to 100 subscribers. And this is something that we want to see continue as that growth continues to climb. And we're going to talk about some of our goals this next year, but thank you for those of you. I mean, some of you have been around from the very beginning. Those of you that have found it worth subscribing, staying in the conversation. And thank you guys so much for that, because that's a big milestone for us just to hit that 100 and can see where it continues to go. Anything you want to say about that, Bren?
Well, yeah, I'm just excited that I'm praying that the reason is because God's moving.
Yeah.
And he's getting, there's some conversations we're having are helping people. And so that's exciting to me to be hopefully used by God in that way.
Yeah.
And I know Nathaniel feels the same way. The goal for what we're doing is to bring unity to the church.
Yeah.
And so if we can accomplish that in any way, it's exciting. And so knowing that there's people out there actually listening to us, we're not just talking to the air every day. It's such a different experience than like being at a church or something where you get to speak to or you see the people that you're speaking to.
Yeah.
And we're mostly just talking to each other here. And to know that there's people out there that might be being encouraged or equipped in some way because of what we're doing, that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, when you're talking that face to face, you also kind of get that immediate feedback, right? And so sometimes when you don't have that, you're like, well, we'll see. And so it's been really encouraging just to see, you know, that subscriber count tick up and to get a few comments from you guys as well, you know, getting into conversations with some of you. We really want to see that happen, continue more. You can message us, you can, you know, follow us on social and DM. Yeah. We've already talked about don't slide, but just DM. And if you want to, we always encourage comment because we want this to be a conversation. So more than just listening to our annoying voices sometimes, you know, we want to hear from you guys, your thoughts, your feedback, and to continue to grow this conversation about the importance of unity in the body of Christ. And so that to me, that's just awesome. We know, you know, it's a starting milestone. It's for some people, they're like, oh, I want 100. No, for us, I mean, we feel like that's a big deal to reach that point.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we're still even just kind of getting our footing going. And Brandon had to pick up and leave because he didn't want to be in the same room as me anymore. So
he's got a smell, you know. Just kidding.
So Brandon was like, you know what? Just stepping out of the same room isn't enough. I'm going to leave the state and I'm going to move. I'm going to move across the country.
I just wanted to be more strategic about how we are in the country.
There you go.
Get a little more mid country, you know?
There it is.
East Coast, West Coast.
So that's, but just to be able to continue to do that, the blessing that we have of being able to work with SB Studios here and them helping us out. And it's helped us to get to where we're doing things more consistently. I mean, I think this was actually the first year of just doing video all the way through. And so,
I'm kind of new to the group here. So. Yeah.
And so that, I mean, that in itself, big milestone, because we're aiming for that consistency, being able to consistently provide quality episodes that are really stirring up that conversation and equipping us to walk in unity with one another. And so that's awesome. I love that. I think we wanted to talk about, though, I mean, as we hit that milestone, we're not like, all right, we hit 100. Let's hang the hat up. Let's finish out on top.
All done.
But we have goals moving forward this next year, especially, and just things that we want to see is this continued growth. For example, those conversations, comment, subscribe, share with others, because we want to continue to see that conversation grow. But we want to share some of our goals, expectations, and hopes with you guys moving forward as well. And I think this is going to be a great conversation through that, the why, the heart behind it, and some of those things that it's going to even encourage us in when it comes to walking in unity. So it's not just a, hey, this is what we want type of session, but also a, you know, this is why, here's some of that heart, the unity behind it, and some of the takeaways that we can take from it still.
You got to know your why. That's we could do a whole episode just on that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I feel like there's a book about that, too.
I think there is a book about that. I'm sure there's 20 books about it.
There are,
but
right?
because it's a big deal. It's a big deal to know where you're going and what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
I always hear this. If you don't know what your target is, you'll hit it every time. Mm-hmm. Like you'll hit nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. No. Yeah. And so, and that's not what we want. So I know we were having conversation past week. And really just talking more and more about, you know, that aim and the mission and getting it into words more of what we want to see accomplished. We've always had this heart of strengthening unity and just more and more of what we want to see actually accomplished with the podcast. And so do you have that open in front of you?
I do have it open. Yeah, you want me to read it?
Go ahead and share. All right. I don't know if we're both in the same.
Yeah, this is the mission statement, so to speak, as we have come up with. And it's that this podcast equips young leaders to shepherd, and well, old leaders are fine, by the way. But this podcast equips young leaders because we're always looking forward to the next generations, because that's how the church will continue to thrive through the world for years to come. But it equips young leaders to. I'm sorry, Nathaniel, you're blocking it for me. Okay,
am I blocking it?
Yeah. This podcast equips young leaders to shepherd the church away from division and towards a unified movement.
There you go.
So we know that unity is very important in moving forward. You know, even the thing comes to mind when we say this is like Jesus even called out when they started saying this man's casting out demons by the power of Satan.
Yeah.
And he's like, a kingdom divided cannot stand. It's
exactly.
You think that those are the powers that I'm using. It's like, no, but he mentions that thing that the kingdom divided cannot stand. Mm-hmm. And that's true for the kingdom of God too. If we're too divided, we're not going to stand. We're not going to be able to survive the onslaught of the enemy. So,
yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, this is really important, especially for those listening, as we talk about those young leaders and being able to shepherd the church away from division and towards a unified movement. One, young leaders that can be young and, you know, your age is young, or you're young in leadership in this position, right? And so it's really important that we do encourage and help equip young leaders in this, because so often the way that leadership is passed down from one generation to another is we are passing down both pros and negatives, positives for sure. And the cons. And something that I've seen time and time and time again within ministry is a passing down of what we call really a siloing effect, where it's we are passing down a mentality where you kind of have to look out for your own, and we do not want to cross-pollinate, so to speak, and reach out and work in collaboration. And we're passing down all the reasons why not to, rather than overcoming those barriers. And what's unfortunate is that when that's passed down, you're talking about a mentor, a boss, you know, someone who's higher up, usually farther along, passing down something to young leaders. And the young leader usually is not in a position to say, no, we're not going to do it that way.
Right.
Really, what you're doing is the boss is saying, this is how it is, and this is why. And now you have to, and they say in the military, shut up and color. Right.
And it's usually based in some sort of pride. That's been, I think, the common
and fear
theme that I always see. I actually have a really good analogy for this. It just came to me. So if this doesn't land, I'm sorry. But if you haven't, and it's kind of old. So if you haven't seen it, I'll do a little explaining about what it is. But the movie Braveheart.
That
movie? Oh, it's so good. That's a good movie. And it's about the Irish and the Scottish. Well, Scottish, but then the Irish end up helping them. It's about them trying to get their land back from the English, who had kind of come and taken over.
Yep.
And one of the big things in that movie is about how they can't unite.
Yep.
So the clans, there's all these clans, and they've kind of made their own. And there's a lot of pride, and like, this is the way we do it, and I'm the one that deserves the kinghood, and I'm the one who deserves the king. There's all these people fighting for control, and in that fight, they're actually fighting against each other so much that they can't unify and fight off the bigger attacker, which is England, from coming in and taking, and not having freedom, from and their own country, And so the whole premise is William Wallace is kind of the leader that's trying to unite them all. So that, because he knows that if they actually do unite, then they could defeat them.
Exactly. Well, and what's interesting about that analogy too, if you've seen this movie, then you know the English feed into that.
They try to pit them against each other.
Strategy, is keeping them divided. And so,
if I give this guy a little more money or a little more land, he'll go against his other guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And so they feed into that because they fear them being united. And so they feed into that division, and they're confident going in there simply because they know that they're going in dividing them. They know that they have this group divided. And so,
and how true is that of the enemy? I mean, come on now.
Come on.
If we're all together, he doesn't have any understand. I mean, Jesus already has the victory. Yep. So we just have to push forward the victory banner.
Exactly.
But when if he can get us fighting against ourselves and too much in the weeds, then we're never going to claim the territory that belongs to us.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love, again, that analogy. Good job coming up with this analogy, Brandon. Because if you guys haven't seen this movie, you will notice if you go and watch it, you'll notice this in other things too. It's not usually these common little foot soldiers that are making this decision and running off and dividing people. It is the leaders of these clans.
Yep.
And so
it's the people who are fighting for the power.
Exactly.
Almost always.
Yep. And so it's the leaders of these clans. So often it comes down to whether or not a leader is willing to cross that bridge to make that move for unity. And sometimes, again, young leaders, honestly, a lot of times young leaders are more open to it, more apt to it, because they haven't been hurt. They haven't been jaded. They haven't been taught.
Power hasn't gone to their head yet.
Right. And so one of the reasons why, even with this podcast and our desire to equip young leaders, is giving you even the forewarning and the understanding. We know we've been there. We've been in those conversations. We've seen these things happen. We know there's going to be pressure not to do the type of things that would help build and increase unity. And our encouragement to you is to be strong and stand on that principle that this is what God calls us to, right? He calls us to shepherd the church in this way, to where we are going to move towards unity, because the enemy fears a unified movement. He cannot hold back a unified church. And that is, and Don't get me wrong. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to hold back the church.
His big thing is division, man. He wants to divide.
Yep.
And we see that in like society right now with all the misinformation and all that stuff. He's just trying to divide people all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It makes his job easier. He doesn't have to do the fighting if he can get us to fight us each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And he knows that every battle is that much easier when he doesn't have to fight against a full force, against a unified force.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about this and...
Well, there's the divide and conquer. Everybody's heard divide and conquer, right?
Yep. Everybody tries to divide and conquer.
Because if you can divide it, if you can divide them into smaller groups, it's easier to conquer. So there's a whole battle structure based on that.
Exactly.
If you can divide the big group into smaller groups, then you can take out the smaller groups more slowly, and then eventually you take out the big group.
Exactly. And what's it called? When you think about this, even from a military standpoint, right, as we're talking about this battle that we're in and desiring to be a unified movement, to some sense, there is wisdom and strategy, right, when it comes to saying, okay, we're going to divide and conquer. We're going to have some specialization here and some focus here and some focus there. You can't be the National Guard in California and all of your focus be getting put towards what's happening in New York. Like, it's the opposite side of the country, right? And now you're just leaving California vulnerable. So it makes sense in some respects. But at the same time, you have to understand that within a military unit, right, or within an army, so to speak, so as you're talking about the kingdom of God, within the kingdom of God, that we need to be connected in a way to where we can move resources where they're necessary. If we're so divided and so cut off and so siloed that our friends that are a few towns over or a town over or down the road have no idea
we're in another country
that we have the resources they need to win this next battle. And they just happen to be in our storage unit. Like, we're not even using them. Come on, guys. This happens right? so much where it's like, this church isn't even using A, B, and C. And this other church could absolutely use it. And it would be a big win for the kingdom and the community if they could just borrow it for a month.
But they don't know because they're not connected at all.
And they're not connected.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's one of those things to where I wholeheartedly believe, and you probably have heard me say this before, and this is why we need a more unified movement, whether that's within your specific organization. Because, man, I'm telling you, this even happens within churches.
Oh, yeah. It goes to each level down there. Just like, we'll do the big one. We'll do the smaller level. We'll do this level.
Yeah.
We'll try to create disunity as much as possible.
Absolutely. Because even within a one fellowship, one congregation, you'll have multiple ministries to where, man, the kids department really could have used this. And they had no idea the youth department already had one. Right. Like they have no, and they're not talking. They're not communicating. They're not willing to share. And
communication is key.
Communication is key. Being a unified movement is so important for
whether
that's just your fellowship, your congregation to be at its best, for the church within your city to be at its best, and for the kingdom of God across the world to be at its best and do what it does. Because I wholeheartedly believe that the kingdom of God is not without. We serve too big of a God. He is too good of a provider. I absolutely believe we have everything that we need, that we could possibly need. It's already within the kingdom. The question is whether or not we're unified enough to tap into it.
Yeah.
And so the enemy fears that. He fears that unified movement because he cannot stop it. And so that is why, just like England and Braveheart, their main tactic is to divide and then come in and fight and watch them scatter because they're divided.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
And I think one of the tactics in that goal is make people think that there's not a battle coming.
Yes.
So if we can, if he, if he can kind of hide his army, so to speak, if we were to keep using the same analogy, because it's a good analogy. We're in a battle.
Yeah.
But if people don't know they're in a battle, they're not going to focus on the right things.
Exactly.
And unity won't be as important.
Exactly.
So like if the enemy didn't exist, unity wouldn't be as important. Mm-hmm. Because there wouldn't be this unified battle we need to fight.
Exactly.
And so, he's good at trying to make it seem like there's not a battle there.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, one of the reasons why even we want to be a place of community, we want to be a place where this conversation happens and we're equipping one another, is because we do need to recognize that it is a battle, and there is a battle for the church to be unified or divided. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be an easy cakewalk. You can't just look, if you wake up one day and you just decide, you know what, I'm gonna be serious about seeing unity in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You cannot move forward and expect things just to go smoothly and for things not to look. The enemy that's going to perk up the enemy's ears. He is going to be coming in hard, because this is what he fears. He absolutely fears your organization being unified, your family being unified. He fears your family, your organization.
And that's where it starts, really. Like
your ministries, your church.
I feel like we almost need to take a little time on that one.
Come on now. Do it. Go ahead. Get into it.
Because you can have a full unified church, and he'll try to backdoor you.
Yeah.
And go to your family.
Yep.
And get that disunified. Because if your family's not unified as a church leader, and we've been there, guys.
Oh yeah.
Then you're gonna struggle to keep that unity throughout everything else. Because actually, the family's where it starts.
Exactly.
And so, because that's your closest and most important asset and community.
Yeah.
And so if all you're focused on is the organizational unity, then you're going to struggle to have full unity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to throw in there, if all you're focused on is the organizational side of things, the side of things when it comes to the structure of your organization, the administration of your organization, the community, the communication within your organization, if your focus is all in there and making those things work together like clockwork, and you are a great strategist and leader for your organization, you may be able to get some stuff done. But if you are not walking in unity with God, if your spirit and your church is not aligned with Him, then it's all going to come to naught. Yeah. It's going to end up crashing. You will likely end up crashing.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're hearing this and you're like, well, how do I do that? Well, that's the whole purpose, right? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Is to help, shepherd people through that and to, help you guys learn from our mistakes and our own challenges, which we will continue to make, I'm sure.
Yeah.
As we go through, and then we can help share that and bring on other people to help share. We're planning on having more guests than we have in the past.
Yeah.
We talked about that. And so if you're someone who is passionate about unity and are in ministry in some way and want to share some of the things you've learned, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's the goal. Like, we want to, and this, you know, when we say these kind of things, it can sound really harsh, like we're just like cutting down the whole church here or something, you know, like the churches are so disunified, and you know, there are many churches doing this well.
Yes.
And I want to call that out. Cause if you're like, man, these guys are really harping on me. You know, there are churches that are fighting for your unity all the time. I see it, and we see it, and it's happening. It's happening all over. I just moved to Tennessee and I didn't know what to expect here. I didn't know what I'd find. Mm-hmm. As far as the status of the church here, and I see unity happening in a lot of things, and it's really encouraging, actually, to me to be able to set up a home base in an area that seems to be doing working together and trying to make that unity happen.
Nice.
And as we go out and spread that even further here in Tennessee, it takes all of us talking about it, and there is a process, right? We've talked about it in previous episodes and if you want to go back, or I'm sure we'll hit them again, you know, like ways to get through conflict within a church, you know, not avoiding things and just letting things build and those kind of, and then like, what's the procedure for that? And there's all biblical precedents for all these things. I mean, the Bible teaches us how to go through those things and how to work towards unity. But it does take effort. Like we it doesn't just happen. Like unity it's a leaky bucket. I feel like
now.
There's an analogy. We use, and this is true, like culture and different things as well. But if you're not actively filling the bucket, so to speak. So say you had a bucket and you put water in it, but then there's a hole at the bottom. That's pretty much how any organization works as far as anything you're trying to push forward.
Yep.
There's always going to be this attrition. And if you're not constantly filling the bucket with the things you want to see, which is unity, you know, whatever your church culture is, different things like that. If you're not constantly filling or a vision or a mission, like we were just talking about, having that purpose that we're moving towards, if they're not filling the bucket with that constantly,
yeah,
it'll eventually all drain out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'll just end up with because there's no direction and there's no, we don't know where we're going. And so unity takes work. And so we want to help you guys work through what that looks like and give you tools that we've learned. And then hopefully other people will bring in more tools that we can help share.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the areas that you've likely heard that analogy is vision. Vision leaks.
Yeah, vision, right? Vision leaks for sure.
Vision leaks. And it's what's interesting is, and one of the reasons why we've even started this journey, why we've said, look, we want to have a podcast that equips young leaders, that shepherds their church, right, away from division and toward a unified movement, why we want to help strengthen unity within the body of Christ. One of the reasons why we've even made that focus is because when you have something like vision that leaks, we know, and we've been taught, you know, over the past few decades now, it's been harped on that, look, you need to keep on talking about your vision. You need to keep on sharpening your vision. You need to keep on sharing your vision. But so often when it comes to unity within the church, we will bring it up here and there and talk about how it's important, but we don't stay there. We don't keep on talking about it.
There's not the emphasis on that, that there should be.
Yeah. And there should be. And nobody that we were able to find was just staying there. There'd even be moments where, like, I'm telling you, I celebrated so big when I saw Until Unity with Francis Chan, right? And him writing that book.
And there's been
other books that have kind of touched on it. But rarely do you find a ministry that saying, nope, this is the focus. This is where we're staying. It's usually a pass by.
And it'll be like this. It'll be like, I'm willing to do unity. And then you get into a unified thing. Like you do an event together with another church or something. And then something goes wrong. And then all of a sudden, like, you're not passionate about unity anymore.
There it is. Yep.
Because they did something that hurt my feelings about it, or someone tried to take control and it wasn't their control. And, you know, that kind of stuff happens. Yep. And then all of a sudden, you're not as big about fighting for unity, but that's the tool. Like that's what the enemy tried to do. It's like you were fighting for unity and then he threw this monkey wrench in there and it was another church person. So you're like, well, how did the enemy use him? Well, you know, we make mistakes and we're all faulty and we're all sinners. So we fall into the pit of the enemy all the time.
Exactly.
And so, and then all of a sudden we don't have that grace and that, stuff that we talked about before about having grace for our brothers and sisters and working through that stuff so that we can continue in unity past that. And so that's some of the tools that we want to work through.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I mean, you brought up earlier, we've just been talking about the mission. Look, you got us like down a rabbit trail.
That's what I do.
And you're
going to bring us back, right? See?
So what's it called? It's good that we've kind of been focused and talking on about it a little bit. We're going to really give emphasis to this in a future episode. So make sure you subscribe. Don't miss it. We're going to give emphasis to in a future episode where we're walking through the mission that we just shared with you guys at this podcast. We'd equip young leaders to shepherd the church away from division and towards a unified movement. And we're going to really focus in on keywords in there and share more and more what we mean by that and our hopes and our goals along with that. But today we actually wanted to, we're going to share what we mean by that. And today we wanted to share more about, you know, this year we hit that milestone of 100 subscribers. I think we're at 106 now. And so, yeah, I think so. Go. It's continuing to grow. Share, subscribe if you haven't already. We want to see that continue to tick up, because we want you to be part of the conversation. We don't want you to miss anything. We want to hear from you. And we wanted to share today a little more about some of those goals that we have following on the heels of that. And one of the things you mentioned, Brandon, was that we want to make sure we have more guests. We want to, because we've dampened down on the guests in this past year, and we want to, and I think it was just me and Brandon kind of getting our own chemistry down, right? But we want to make sure we're ramping back up and seeing guests on the podcast. And that includes, as you guys saw in previous episode, if you haven't watched it, go back and hit it up, as we were talking about reaction and tragedy and being unified in that, as we were talking about that with our friend Daniel Weil, Witness Weil on social media. You can go check him out. But he's been one of those subscribers from early on who's been listening, and a young leader like we're talking about. And he's one of those individuals that he's someone that's a subscriber. And when we said, hey, we want you to be part of the conversation, we literally got to see him be part of the conversation. And so
and it was great.
Yeah. And those are things we want to see also. That's, I think he's the second person, I believe, that was a subscriber and a listener before. And that's the avenue through which we got in connection. Cause there's other subscribers that, and listeners that have come on as guests, but it was more so because of connection and friendship through their ministries that they came on, versus we've had a couple now that they've been subscribers, they've been listeners, and we're like, hey, yeah, let's have a conversation. And we want to see more of that. We want to see more of that conversation, you guys being part of the conversation through comments, through messages, but also there may be things that you want to talk about that we can have a conversation about. So let's do that and see you guys be some of those guests. But there's also other guests that we already have in mind that we want to see come on and share from their perspective, ministries that they're a part of, experiences that they've had, to help feed into this conversation of the importance of unity and how we practice unity and how we help the church to be a unified movement. And so that's one of those things. More guests. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you wanted to say about that? That's one of those goals that we've had. And I don't even think we wrote that one down, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. No, yeah, we'll put it in there for sure. But yeah, the kingdom of God has multiple people. You know, I go back to even some of our unity talks about the body of Christ and how we're each like these different body parts and we need each other. And we're two.
Yeah.
Body parts, so to speak.
Right.
And like an eye and an ear or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm a little growth underneath the toenail.
Oh, gosh. No.
Just kidding. That's not part of the body. But, you know, there's things that we don't see or we're not as equipped for someone else. And so there's other people that have things to add to the conversation, like you just said, that are going to be edifying to the church. And I think that's the purpose of all that anyway, is for us to edify each other and the church as a whole. And so, you know, we'd love to bring more people on to see what God has to say through other people.
Absolutely.
And hopefully as we build a platform, you know, and that's like our desire for growth isn't a desire of just being popular.
Yeah.
It's a desire to get the word out. And as we build a platform, then we can bring in other people that haven't built a platform that have great things to say.
Yeah.
And then they can come and say, and hopefully be able to reach more people that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's it called? You know, it's funny that you just even bring up, like, it's not this goal of being popular. If there is a way of doing this with like completely anonymously, I think we would jump on it. But we just feel like this is the best avenue to do it. And we're hoping that, again, this would be a conversation that even moves beyond this platform and our podcast. But because we help give it that focus and attention, it would be almost be like we're getting it to a rolling start, a unified movement, right? And yeah, this push and this focus on unity, and seeing some of you, our subscribers, and others, newer subscribers down the road, and other people really help continue to move that. And there may be, you know, someone else like a Francis Chan who swings back around and gives, you know, it's like, you know, this is going to be my focus from now on.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get Francis Chan on. He'd be a good guest speaker. Awesome. You know, that'd be all
right.
That,
that's one of the reasons why, right? Like, even this, the goal of helping to grow this conversation and subscribe and share and those kinds of things. It's because as you do that, you are able to get more and more voices to speak in. Mm-hmm. And some voices that may be very specialized in certain things that would be able to come with wisdom and perspectives that we wouldn't have otherwise. And so that would be pretty cool. When it comes to guests, one of those things that also really just came to mind, not that's the first time, but just came to mind as you were talking about it, was loving to see guests from different backgrounds and being able to share from those different backgrounds. Yeah. And when I say this, I also mean like faith denominationally. Within the body of Christ, we have a lot of different denominations, and a lot of times we don't even understand the difference between one.
Yeah.
Like, what are the unique differences, and why, you know, there's this denomination versus this denomination. And we time and time again talk about how there's more that holds us together, more that we have in common than we do differences. Yeah. And I think it would be really interesting to be able to actually
break some of those down,
share some of those differences are and why, in an environment that says we can have these differences but we're still in this together, right?
And there's these things that are like differences that are more cultural, I would say
there are,
versus
absolutely.
Differences that are like salvation issues,
exactly.
Right, or like have to do specifically with the gospel. And I think a lot of the cultural ones we can definitely work around a lot more.
Yeah.
And find common ground.
Yeah. And I think just having those conversations, especially on a platform like this where we're saying, okay, we could still work together in unity, I think that's really important, especially for you guys, our listeners, to really see and have a better understanding of the permission that's there to work across denominational lines.
Yeah.
And it not to be a boogeyman when you run into someone of this denomination or that denomination or this belief and interpretation or this, you know, different doctrine, whatever it may be, to not see it as a boogeyman and something that puts the walls up to where we can't work together. But to be able to know, okay, these are our differences. This is not a heaven or hell, you know, in the body of Christ, out the body of Christ type of issue. This, we could still work together, and we can even appreciate.
Well, and we even should. Yeah. We even should work together, because some of those things need to be broken down. Some of those things need to be talked through.
Yeah.
And instead of just continually splitting into more and more denominations or whatever, it's like, when do we come back to those conversations and be like, do we need to be separated on this thing?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's really big, being able to have those conversations. Also with that, having those conversations, knowing that we could work together and being able to appreciate some of the differences that we share. There are denominations that I do not agree with some of their interpretations, but I appreciate the way the holiness and the reverence that they give in some aspects because of their interpretation, that I believe we all should have that holiness and reverence, even if we don't have that specific interpretation of that issue. For example, I think easy one to throw out there, and again, this would be a great one to have someone who's more specialized, and you may be one, you may be listening, you'd be like, oh, I know about this. Talk to us, like, hey, be part of the conversation, right? Go ahead and comment, go ahead and message, let's have you on possibly, but be part of the conversation. For example, there is different interpretations when it comes to Eucharist or communion and the body and the blood and what that looks like, right? And what all of that means. And to be able to sit down and have that conversation and appreciate, for example, that's one I bring up because so often those that have the interpretation with that of transubstantiation, where it is literally turns into the body and the blood of Christ, there is so much more of a reverence there for communion and Eucharist, whichever you want to call it. There's so much more of a reverence there, and it's a reverence that I feel like we all should have when it comes to,
may have been
to,
lost a little bit.
That we've lost a little bit when we don't hold to that specific interpretation. And so, and there's multiple other ones that are like that, to where, look, this is not necessary. This is not a salvation issue. There's people who are on both sides who could look at each other and say, yeah, I absolutely believe.
Yeah. They're both going to heaven.
They're both going to heaven. we're believers and whatnot. That we're part of the body of Christ. But sometimes we allow those things to separate us and keep us from working together when really we could just learn from one another. We can appreciate one another, and we can take away that stigma and that boogeyman that's keeping us.
I think
we
could do a whole episode on the humility of learning.
Absolutely.
And just I'm going to write that down, but
come on now.
Just the ability to learn. Like I'm for example, I'm coming here to Tennessee, where there's just a whole different church makeup here. As far as denominations and stuff go. And one of the big things I've been doing since I got here is just like really trying to learn what those are. And I think a lot of like times it's funny because I think sometimes we're divided and we don't even know what we're divided about.
Exactly.
Like, I don't even know all the things that would make it different to be a Baptist versus a Catholic versus a Methodist. Right. And I know to some degree on all of it, but there's so many people who really don't know anything about the differences.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're holding to a difference line. It's like, well, I'm this, so obviously I don't hang out with that. But I don't really know what, that is. And so like, how can we even break some of those down? I think that'd be cool to maybe do a series on the different denominations or something too.
And as a young leader, it's important for you, especially if you're somebody who is going to be a unifier, it's important for you to be able to speak to the differences and speak to the differences in a way where you're not, you're not characterizing it as evil. You're not demonizing.
Right.
You're not demonizing.
Yeah, like, well, they do it a little differently, but it's not like necessarily bad. It's just different.
And just being able to speak to those, being able to say, you know, this is what I believe. This is what they believe. You'll have to look into it. This is why I believe what I believe. These are some of the reasons why they believe what they believe. And obviously, like, I've chosen this one. I think this way of saying that is right. But it's not. If you believe the other way, we can still be friends.
Well, some things do have like interpretational problems. You know, where a whole group of people will believe one thing and a whole group of people will believe another thing. And what I really appreciate, if you've never heard of him, but Preston Sprinkle.
Okay.
He actually is a Boise area guy.
And
he runs a conference every year called the Theology in the Raw. And the whole purpose of that conference is to bring people on both sides of any argument within the church and let them kind of share what they've learned. And I love that. Like, we need to do more of that kind of thing. If you've never been to one of those, I highly recommend it. They've done things like, you know, how to deal with LGBTQ in the church. And there's, you know, there's kind of different ideas of what based on Bible scriptures, and they're using Bible scriptures. But and then it's like, how do we learn even more so that we can use the entire Bible as a whole to deal with each of these issues, women in leadership. Yeah. There's a number of other ones. And
yeah. I believe that was the Exiles in Babylon
one. Yeah, they did that one there, and it was really good. And there was really good arguments on both sides. And so you could find a way to land on either side.
Yep.
But do you have to hate the person that lands on the other side of you, or can you continue the conversation as far as you can and decide, is this a kingdom restrictor?
Yeah.
You know, or is it something that I need to draw this hard line on even? And some of those things, I don't think they are. But it's knowledge. It's communication. It's working through the process of learning.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times we just find ourselves, especially the older you get.
Yes.
Right. And I've recognized this myself. Yes. Sometimes I was like, do I have more, cause I've formulated pretty strong opinions about what I believe on some of the issues I just said. And, do I have room for someone to challenge that? Mm. And I've just actually recently been talking to myself about that. Like, could I be challenged again in how I think about this? And I think I should be.
Yeah.
I think we all should be. We should be willing to be challenged on our theology at any given time if the argument is there.
Yeah.
You know, if the proof is there.
Yeah. And do we have grace in that too? Right.
Yeah.
We've kind of talked about that truth and grace balance even in a previous episode.
Yeah, the other one, you can
go back, look at that one. Right. That was a good one. We're talking about truth and grace and the balance that we have to have there. And that's the same thing when it comes to these difference of interpretations and being able to balance truth and grace and still be gracious while holding to what we believe to be true. And with that, this idea of us being able to balance those things and being able to hear from one another, I think what's so important is, I'm gonna go back. Look, something that I think is so important is as young leaders, we can attest, most people, I'm trying not to offend when I say this, all right? So young leaders, hear me. Because you may be in this phase and this may rub you wrong, okay? But most people can attest to the fact that as a young adult, we tend to go through a phase of we become very passionate and even combative over certain things that it's not necessary.
Right.
It's not necessary. And we'll become passionate and combative over certain things and start holding to things so strongly because we're just kind of like coming in to learning some stuff. And then so we dig in and we hold it with closed fists. And sometimes those can be some of your most extreme times as young leaders, as young adults. Yeah. Those can be some of our most extreme times. And this can happen in multiple phases because maybe you just really start digging into it when, you know, you're even a teenager, or you really just start digging into it when you're in your 20s. You really just start digging into it. You could have just gotten saved at 40 years old and 50 years old, and you're just now starting to dig into some things. And then so now you start to enter these echo chambers, and within these echo chambers, people on the outside, again, are demonized. So you start to become combative over these things and argumentative over certain things where it's not necessary. And so
they're not necessarily bad people, right?
No.
So like,
exactly.
A lot of them have the exact same goals that you have.
Exactly.
Like their goal is to love people. Their goal is to see people know Christ. Their goal is to feed the hungry. Their goal is to set people free.
Yeah.
They just have maybe some difference. And how could, I think a big thing that we're talking about is how can we focus more on what we do have in common than what we don't?
Exactly. Yeah. And what's it called? But sometimes we get hyper-focused on those differences.
Oh yeah.
In those moments, there's this one university, college.
And that's what the enemy wants, right?
where some of our family members have gone through, and it's we laugh because we talk about how there is a phase, and this is a thing within a lot of different Christian Bible Bible colleges, universities, there's a phase where people get into those and they just become hard to be around because they enter that phase of arguing and being combative about those types of things and kind of this intellectual, they may not realize it, but they'll have to look back and realize it. And again, this is why I say I'm trying not to offend, because you may be in this, but there is a phase of intellectual arrogance where
intellectual arrogance, yes, that's a good word.
There's a phase of just arrogance there and pride, where you don't realize you're being this way, but you just kind of feel like, oh, I know better. And you know, I'm learning and I'm studying this and I'm hearing from my expert professors and so you feel like you just know better. And you're seeing the flaws in everyone else. And, it's a tough phase. So yeah. I caution my young believers out there.
You know what a good leaders. Prayer would probably be? I wish I would have, well, I probably don't wish I would have, but I should have said this prayer more when I was younger and now. And it is a good thing to continue, because I think, like as I said, as you get older, you get even more set in your ways.
You can, absolutely.
You can, really easily. But the prayer would be like, God, tell me where I'm being prideful today.
Wow. That can be a hard one. That can be a hard one to hear, guys.
So if anybody tries to do that, just let me know how it goes. I'd love to see. I will pray with you. Right? I will pray with Come you on, about whatever God reveals, because that is one of the biggest, like I said before, I think that's where a lot of it starts, is us being prideful about what we've decided we believe.
Yeah.
How important we are within, and that's either as an individual or as an organization. And it's really easy to go down that track. And that's where division starts, I think.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So we have to hit these other couple of things goals we wanted to share. We've kind of talked about this idea of growing a community in pursuit of unity. And of unity in Christ. And so we've touched on that. And when we say that, we don't mean community as a buzzword, but we really, and that's why we keep on saying, join the conversation. We want to be in communication and talking and encouraging one another, to where we have a place to go. We have people who can encourage us and we can guide one another when it comes to trying to live out this pursuit of unity in Christ and be a unifier, because sometimes that can feel, you can feel isolated and alone. Sometimes you can feel isolated and alone when you're trying to see that, not only within, you know, a larger community, when you're that person, you know, in your city area or your metro area trying to make collaborative stuff happen and it seems like everyone else is dragging their feet. But sometimes even just within your organization, when you're trying to build more bridges and see more, you know, crossover and working together within your organization, better communication within your organization, sometimes you can feel like you're punching a wall, or like you're
being annoying, or something.
You're being annoying. You're getting the ball rolling uphill.
Gosh, there's the unity guy again. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they see it come rolling back down. And so we need that community that's going to encourage us and help us to keep going, to remember, to focus and be intentional about it. Because again, it's so easy to say, yes, it's important, but then we lose focus on it. And that's we're here. We're here to say, no, we need to focus on this. We need to be intentional. We need to keep having the conversation, because if we don't, then just like vision and many other things, unity and that pursuit of it will leak.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
So
yeah, growing a community.
That may mean
is
we
great.
Need to have a, you know, like a Facebook group get started. Oh, that's dating though, right? Facebook. What's it called? But we may need. It
depends
to
on
have,
what our target audience I know, is. I don't think that was our target audience.
But what's it called? But we may need to have something, you know, even just beyond our podcast,
some kind of community
and video. So if, I mean, you guys have ideas, let us know. Comment, let us know if there's ways that we can really help build that community where we can be in conversation with one another. But a great place
here's a good
to
one. Comment what your community type app that you use currently for other things is. What would it be if you were to choose one, and then we'll maybe go off of one that gets the most comments or something.
Exactly. But yeah, a great place to start that is right there, you know, on YouTube, for example, where as many of you guys are listening and watching this, just hit us up in the comment. I don't know on YouTube. This is something we're going to have to go check whether or not, because there's a post feed within YouTube. And I'm curious if other people can
post
to it, or how that interaction is there. So we'll have to look into that. But let's get started, at least in the comments, following us on social. I mean, you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. So let's have those conversations. The last one, I threw this on there without talking to you.
You added a little bit to that, which is fine, because I think we need to have big goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe this is possible. This is something that we are asking you guys again, as we're doing this as a community, we're pursuing unity. We're talking about this unified movement. We wanted to go ahead and set an audacious goal for ourselves after breaking that 100. We want to see that just grow exponentially. And so for this 2026, we're asking you, if you're listening to this, you're in this far, you need to go ahead and hit that button. I don't understand what you're doing. So many of our listeners actually do not do this, but we're asking you guys, help us to hit this goal. Let it be something that we can celebrate together. I feel like we're just gonna have to start like giving out some rewards. Don't make us bribe you, but we might have to do that. We might have to like start hitting up subscribers, figuring out how we can start sending some merch or different things their way, because we want you guys to help us hit 500 this year. That's going to be our goal. Maybe we can blow right past that, right? But before I know, we were talking,
so
like,
if each person shared it with four other people,
come on now,
we would hit the goal.
We could, right? And so we
and you guys know
that.
I hope you know four people.
Yes. And if you don't
know, this
is the
age of social media.
Let us know.
That most people have like
walking through life
almost 1,000 friends on social media. So,
right. So we're asking, you know, if you're seeing this, we're asking you to be a part of that growth. Help us to hit. We've hit 100. Great milestone here for 2025, but we want to see that grow exponentially to get up to 500, where we are expanding and more people are part of this conversation, because it's worth it. It's worth having this conversation, and it's worth seeing a growth and in the focus grow on strength and or on unity in the body of Christ. So help us be a part of that. Join that effort with us of seeing the body of Christ grow in unity by hitting that subscribe button, and let's get up to that 500 mark.
Because ultimately, it just makes us a stronger army.
Exactly.
And we will not be divided, and they will not conquer.
There we go.
The enemy will not conquer.
Yep. And what I love about that too is when I see these when we see this subscriber count go up, to me, what I'm picturing is, again, this is why I always use that term unifier. And I'll regularly talk to you guys as unifiers, because I'm seeing that these are people who are saying, yeah, I want to put focus here, and I want to make unity happen in my communities, in my home, around me. I want to be a part of strengthening unity in the body of Christ. I want to be somebody that helps unify and not somebody that helps divide. And so that, to me, as you talked about, you know, that's like strengthening an army. Because to me, that means that's not just, you know, us on here. It's not just,
it's like you're putting on
Brandon,
boots, you know?
You know,
it's like you're putting on the boots, you're putting on the gear, and you're getting ready to go.
Yeah. And it's not just preaching Brandon, you know, having these conversations and talking, but I'm envisioning, okay, there's people who are saying, I'm acting this out, and I'm having conversations about the importance of and what it looks like to be walking in unity. We're going to end up hitting up a certain number. Maybe it's the five, maybe it'll be more. I feel like it's going to be more, but we got to hit that five first, where we're just going to end up throwing a conference for all of our unifiers, and seeing a conference with that focus. Right. And that's where we're going to end up getting Francis Chan to come talk about his book.
Yeah. You never know, man.
Right.
Hey, he does the small stuff now. He likes to do home church and stuff. Yep, I love listening to him, because he's got a similar heart to what we're talking about.
No, absolutely.
Like, it's not about how many people you have following you. It's just about sharing the message.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, but it does take getting out there and trying,
yeah,
and having goals and all this stuff that we're talking about to do that. Yeah, so
absolutely. All right. But I mean, I think that wraps it up. I think we're out of time on this today. So
yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I'm looking forward to this next year. I'm just praying that we continue to give you guys good tools, yeah, and help you, be an encouragement. And, that's what we want to do.
Yeah. Another thing that I did not mention, which this might be exciting for some of you guys, especially listening, me and Brandon were talking about the other day how, you know, we're noobs and we don't know how to use the YouTube Live feature. But we were saying, man, we should really do that. Exciting, because, you know, if we start doing that more, where we're posting some stuff to the YouTube Live, I believe, like, right there, you can see comments and talk to one another. Yeah. And I mean, that's really helping to open up that conversation. So, hey, if you think that's a good idea, let us know in the comments. And subscribe and share, be part of the conversation, and we look forward to you being part of the conversation on those YouTube Lives as well. But
yeah,
so let's close this one in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are at work. We thank you because you invite us to be a part of what you're doing, and what little bit we can play, what efforts that we can give, we ask that you would take it and multiply it, that you would take that seed. You're the only one who can truly make it grow and make it fruitful. And so we're casting seed. We're listening, we're praying that you sow seed within us. And as we act it out, we're just trying to cast seed. We're trying to sow seed of unity that will help strengthen the unity within Christ and help the church be a unified movement that the enemy cannot hold back. We thank you so much because you are a victorious king going before us in this. And so that's our rally. We're rallying to you. You're already going before us. And so we are rallying to you in this, pushing forward to see the gates of hell push back and conquered as we move as a unified movement. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on the End Hope podcast today. Remember to like, subscribe, share, join this conversation, and invite others to this conversation.